Do we really need all these fossil fuels that we're using right now?
No, we definitely don't. What's interesting about even speaking on the issue is that the machine of Western civilization is still based on the consumption of these fossil fuels. I think it leaves people feeling pretty overwhelmed.
Have you ever been camping somewhere for a week?
Yes.
How much fossil fuel did you use when you were camping for a week?
I didn't think so much because my friend and I had a Prius. Yeah, I'm not sure. Camped in Yosemite, which was amazing. Bears came.
Are you talking about car camping?
There was a tent.
You said a Prius. What do you mean?
Prius just got us to Yosemite.
And then what'd you do?
Then we set up a tent, and then we hiked all day.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So hiking wasn't using fossil fuels. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So if you're camping, I'm thinking of, you know, suppose you go down the Grand Canyon and you spend a week in the bottom of the Grand Canyon, you don't have any fossil fuel use. Have you done something like that?
Yeah, we all need cars or planes to get to these places where we camp, unfortunately, right? But when I'm there, I usually set up the tent, you hike, you search for your firewood, for your fire at night. You search for your resources.
If you wanted to, you could put on a backpack from Troy and hike out someplace and go camping and not need that vehicle.
Oh, sure. I think about doing that all the time.
Did you need that fossil fuel? And the answer is no, you didn't need it.
No.
Have you ever been in an airplane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to get nosy. Where'd you go? Did you really need to do that?
It wasn't a necessity.
It was a study tour
in Vietnam, but it was to study and do research.
Okay.
So it was not a necessity.
Okay, so how would people have gotten to Vietnam 250 years ago?
Clipper ship.
Yes, okay. What powers a clipper ship?
The sun.
Ah, there you go. Solar energy, that's the basis of energy on the planet, right? So do you really need fossil fuels?
No.
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 Okay. Most of the planet.
An automotive industrial society needs fossil fuels.
Okay. Now, what fraction of the planet's people are that kind of a society? Okay.
It seems like less and less humans on planet Earth are living a fossil fuel-free life.
Okay. But let's take a couple of countries that you may know about that are not, should we say, Western countries, but have large populations. Can you mention one or two?
India.
The average person in India, how much fossil fuels do they use?
I don't know. More and more humans want that Western standard of living.
Let's talk about that standard of living. I'm not going to talk about your house, but there are houses that are basically 100% solar powered for their heat and for their electricity. If you have heat and electricity, don't you think that's a pretty high standard of living?
Yes.
Okay. So if you can have a house that doesn't need fossil fuels for heat and electricity, why do we have houses that have fossil fuels for heat and electricity?
We have grids in our region right here. We rely on those grids for our electricity. Yeah. Is that where you're going with that question?
Well, I'm trying to get to the point that our electricity could all come from renewable resources. So we don't really need the fossil fuels to do that. The same thing for our heat. I don't know if we talked about passive solar before, but in the wintertime, the sun is low in the south. And if you have south windows, then the sun comes in and heats your house. In the summertime, the sun is high in the sky and it's in the north. So it does not come in the windows of a southern-facing house in the summertime. So the house is cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. No fossil fuels. The Greeks knew about it. The Anasazi Indians knew about it. They're smarter than we are.
Yes. All you can respond to that is yes.
Okay. So who do you think wants us to use fossil fuels for our heat and electricity?
Capitalists.
Well, okay. I was going to say fossil fuel companies, but you can use that term if you'd like. You're right. We really don't need all of that fossil fuel to have a pretty good lifestyle.
Well, I think that there are cultural and social reasons at play, which makes the climate change issue difficult, which is the word need is equated with upward mobility. We really don't need much as a species.
Right.
We don't really need so many things. You need shelter, you need food. There's a lot of excess, but there's also a Western idea of consistently more and more odds. It reminds me of, like, you know, Jay Gatsby spreading his arms out towards the green light. It's like upward mobility. I'm going to get more than the previous generations. That type of thinking is, you know, just a part of civilization now, which makes the dilemma of climate change a little difficult to resolve, because the motives of people aren't just about necessity and resource, but exceeding expectations and meeting upward mobility standards of need.
Are there any drafts in your house?
It's a little drafty.
The first thing to do is to tighten up the drafts. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you tighten up the drafts, you're going to be more comfortable and you're going to be using less energy. Okay,
it'll feel less Dickensian, so it'll take away some of the moodiness, but I agree.
So what I'm trying to say is that you have a solar life, you have a better life, you have a higher quality of life if you live in a solar house and live that way. You say, oh, that's not a choice for everybody. Well, the reason it's not a choice is because the people who build houses the way they've always built houses, because the fossil fuel industry says, if you're going to build a house, you got to have this much fossil fuel. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's not true. That is just plain not true. You can build a house that doesn't need the fossil fuel. And you can do it for approximately the same price as building a standard house.
What about also the relationship? Yeah. Okay. I was thinking about schools, too, and the way that, you know, like people buy homes in certain neighborhoods because there are certain schools. Yeah, it's like things are very interconnected. So the reasons why people live in certain places or even get their energy from certain places is often related to a series of decisions based on what's good for you and your family.
Yeah, okay, but is there any reason why the school can't be solar powered?
No, I know Hackett Middle School in Albany has solar panels on it. Trayvon Votrin, the youth intern here at the Sanctuary, has often talked about the Knickerbocker Arena for ice skating, and they have solar panels. So more and more of these institutional buildings do have, you know, solar energy input coming into them.
Right, and that's just electricity. Mm-hmm. But heat is your biggest energy use in this climate. Mm-hmm. And so if you can get your heat from solar, then you're reducing a much larger CO2 producing part of your life.
Hmm. So as a physicist and as a human being, do you see this issue of speaking on our energy and also facing the reality of how the planet is changing to be a big part of your mission?
Yeah, I've tried to be an educator all my life, and I think this is an education problem. I don't think builders really want their children to live in a house on a planet that has too much greenhouse gases and is too hot. And so for their children, if they knew how, they would build passive solar houses. They'd build good houses. Mm-hmm. But they don't have the education to know. The buyers of houses, they would not want their children to live in a greenhouse world. So if they knew, they would buy passive solar heated houses, and they'd buy solar electricity, if they knew that that was going to make a big difference for their children. But most people don't have a clue. It's the way we've been brought up. You were sort of saying something about culture. Well, yeah, okay, I need a big, noisy, lousy car, or I need a big, noisy boat, or I need a big whatever. The more fossil fuel I burn, the bigger man I am. No, I think that the bigger man uses less fossil fuels.
Oh, man.
Are you big enough to not use fossil fuels?
I am a human who wants to be big enough to have a solar boat, a solar home.
Very good.
Yes.
I think that's...
I like the specificity of the term passive solar home. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am big enough.